So as Dave got his call, it makes me think back to when I was a kid and we had a landline phone in a house. We actually had one phone in the kitchen. It was mustard colored, matched my mom's mustard colored kitchen, including her yellow appliances, the yellow linoleum flooring that had one scuff mark on it from the guy who installed it, and it was from his cowboy boots. And my mom was so angry for like the 25 years we had that mustard flooring because of that one scuff mark. We also had a brilliant bright red dial phone that sat in their red matching bedroom with the red curtains, the red velour headboard, and the red, not quite shag, but a looped red rug. It's interesting to think back then. One person could talk on the phone at a time. Sometimes my little sister or brother might pick up the other phone and listen in, but it's probably more my mom saying, "Get off the phone, you've been talking to your friends long enough." And I pretty much chased you off the phone and you hung up, and maybe the phone would ring later that evening. Now we have a family of four. We all have a iPhone, and randomly we'll be talking with each other. And these phones are great to have, but man, they can be disruptive when you're having a conversation with your husband or your child, and somebody walks right through the living room talking loudly on their phone, or you're sitting there, just like happened now during my podcast, and Dave's mother called with, I'm sure, some really important nugget of information from her rural hometown. But it can be so distracting. And now that Dave's off the phone, I can holler at him and see if he can help me with one more piece on my podcast. Hey, Dave!